Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Hi there, Army Wife Network fans and followers, and anybody else who might be stopping by. Before we jump in, I would like to tell you a story. So normally we do Facebook Lives precisely at 10 a.m. every Thursday, and you may not be a clock scientist, but if you look up there, check your watch, it's not 10 o'clock. I'm 49 minutes late because real life happens. I'm not going to get into it, but technology is so cool. Until it refuses to work. I think my external microphone decided to die, which is weird because I just bought it recently. And then I was like, okay, I need some earphones, headphones. The ones I charged apparently didn't charge. And I think my husband, who is TDY right now, might have taken my other good pair. So we're just gonna roll with it today. This may or may not be rock star quality, but it's real life. That's one thing we want to share here at AWN is we are real mill spouses. It is real life. We all go through very similar seasons as you. And let me introduce myself in case we haven't met before. I'm Sharita Knobloch, your Army Wife Network owner and commander. And today we are talking about seasons. Don't panic. I'm not going to get all meteorologist on you because I'm also not a weather scientist nor a clock scientist. I'm really not any kind of scientist. That's a discussion for another day. So before we jump in today, it is my honor to just say thank you to First Command for sponsoring this episode and this Mill Spouse Empowerment Moment. We are so grateful and couldn't do it without our faithful supporters and partners. First Command offers complimentary financial plans for active duty military, E5 and above. So if you fall in that category, I would highly encourage you to go ahead and go to www.firstcommand.com to learn more and find a financial coach near you. My husband and I, in this season that is all about adulting, we reached out to First Command here in El Paso last year, and we are working with Mr. George up the road to learn about how to invest in our future and how to make those good choices. And it's been a pleasure working with them so far. So again, if you're in a season where you would like some financial direction, check out www.firstcommand.com. They are there for you in all seasons of life. Which brings us to our topic today. Last week, I went for a walk here in El Paso, which is one of my favorite pastimes. Walking is good for the soul for me, burns a few calories, gets me some fresh air. And I went walking and I looked over in somebody's yard that was down the road, and my heart just got all gooey and fluttery because I saw the first golden poppy of the season in their yard. And here in El Paso, in the desert, when the golden poppies show up, that means spring is right around the corner. As I was thinking about that warm and fuzzy spring feeling, because it's warm and fuzzy. It's spring, and I love springtime. I also thought about my friends and my family in other parts of the nation who may not be seeing spring anytime soon. Maybe those in the Midwest. My mom and dad live in Kansas, and my awesome parents-in-law, hey Lex, you're probably going to be watching here in a minute. They live in South Dakota. I have friends at Fort Drum, Fort Wainwright, Alaska, in Joint Base Elmdorf Richardson, in Alaska. And so I thought about those folks. While I'm here celebrating my golden poppies, it probably is still a not so hot minute before they get to experience their spring and then their summer. The same thing can be said for us as mill spouses. We all have those seasons where winter seems to last forever. When I talk about a metaphorical mill spouse winter, I don't mean those times of when you wake up on Christmas morning and your heart is all aglow and this freshly fallen snow is outside and it's pure and clean and white. I'm talking about like the January, February's, March's, where it's kind of gray, and the snow is not so white anymore, and it's murky and just kind of like womp womp, right? Those are the seasons of male spouse winter that are so hard to deal with. And in those moments, we wonder, is this season ever going to end? For a male spouse winter, that might look like you've just gotten PCS orders, maybe somewhere good, maybe somewhere that you're not so excited about, but it's still far enough out that you can't start talking about it yet, or you're talking it to death, but you can't start really planning a whole lot. Or maybe homecoming countdown, where it just seems like this deployment is never going to end. I need an adult. Come help me with my kids. Come just clean my house. Oh my gosh, are we going to make it? It can also be when you're trying to navigate those hard phases of life, whether that's parenting a tiny human, jumping back into the career field, making a career transition, making new friends at a new duty station, anything like that. Those seasons of confusion and weariness just seem almost overwhelming. So we know in our brains, we know winter will not last forever. I wrote a blog about this several years ago, and that's where I pulled a lot of this content from, the message about it. But how do we get our heads to catch up with our male spouse hearts when we want to reach for spring, but the winter just lasts forever? Great question, huh? Well, I've been there, done that several times actually. And while I am no expert, again, not a scientist, not even in male spouse wintering, reaching for spring, I do have a few things I'd like to share with you today about all things male spouse winter and how to reach for spring. First of all, it's so important to break it down into manageable chunks. I think with male spouse life, especially the winters, they just seem huge and overwhelming. And it's so easy to be like, I'm never going to see a day of sunshine again. Those golden poppies in my life are never going to bloom. Again, we know that's not true. But if we don't break it down into manageable chunks and it remains overwhelming, there's a good possibility you're going to find me like going to town on a bag of Dove chocolate in the recliner, or rocking back and forth in the fetal position, which is okay intermittently, but maybe not a permanent strategy to adopt, right? So if counting down the days, or counting up the days for a deployment or a PCS, or until the baby's born, until the HR department calls you back for your job, break it down. And this is where I engage math skills. Don't worry, it's not going to involve the quadratic equation. For all of you math whizzes out there, good on you. I am not a math person. I am a words girl. I will clearly write and talk all day long. I'm sure many of you are shocked. But when desperate wintry times call for desperate springy measures. So here's an example of how to break it down into manageable chunks. A deployment, instead of saying I have 107 days left, possibly until I see my spouse again, we can say something like a percentage. Same thing like a few years ago when I was running a marathon. My one and only marathon. Don't get excited. One and only, never again. It was great. Never again. But it is so easy to be on like mile 17 of your journey, figuratively, literally, metaphorically, and just be like, great, I still have 9 miles to go. This is it. Take me home, Jesus. I'm going to die. I can't, right? You just want to sit down on the side of the road, but only after you tackle the pizza guy and eat whatever he's been carrying, right? Because you're just like, I don't want to run this marathon anymore. I'm so done. But if we change our perspective and engage our math skills just a little bit, instead of saying we have 9 miles to go, which can seem like an eternity and overwhelming, we can say, I only have 35, 34% left of this trip. I'm over 2/3 done. That's encouraging. I'm over the halfway point. And at that point, we can keep going and pushing forward. The next thing I will say when wintering as a male spouse is to reach out for support and encouragement. We talked about this a few broadcasts ago about how to become a better battle buddy and how to build community, especially when hope, when it's like when we were coping, when our hope feels broke. Community has been such a lifesaver for me in those wintry seasons. Those folks are the ones that hopefully aren't in a similar winter season. If they are, that's okay. And you can winter together might I recommend hibernating? When in doubt, take a nap. That's off topic. But your friends can be the ones that come alongside you and bring you chocolate chip banana bread when your husband is hypothetically TDY and it's finals week for this class of dissertation. Thank you, Annika. We really loved the banana bread with chocolate chips. Or they can also be a person that shovels your figurative sidewalk. My friends came over last week. We have a weekly meeting, and Caitlin and Joanna came over last week. And guys, they cleaned my kitchen and folded my laundry. It took us 30 minutes, and then we ate cake and ice cream because my son's birthday was last week, and why not leftovers? But they helped me clean my kitchen, and that has lasted for like days. I go in my kitchen, and I'm reminded, not that my kitchen is clean because it's not super clean anymore, but they were there, and they helped me. So reach out for community and help. That's what we're here. That's what we're all about here at Army Wife Network, and we just want to offer some encouragement in that. Third point, if you feel like you're wintering in this season, set a goal that's completely unrelated to your season and go after it. I'm a goal setter. I love those kinds of things. And it doesn't have to be a super huge goal, which we'll talk about that in a second, but just something to weather the storm. Wait for those golden poppies. Wait for the trees to blossom. And let it be something you enjoy, not something that feels like work. I know that's a tall order, but if it's something like run 3 miles a day, that's awesome if you like to run and you feel recharged when you're done. But if it is like legit work and you loathe it or despise it, pick something else. Read one book a month. Take up Zen tangling. Do that therapeutic coloring for relaxation. Have coffee with a friend. Just something that can help you move yourself forward as you wait for spring. Also, celebrate little victories and cultivate an attitude of gratitude. I think our world is all about the big and the loud, which is okay. And absolutely, if you've ran a marathon, written a book, birthed a baby, PCS'd across the world by yourself or across the country or across state lines, whatever, absolutely throw a party. Invite me. I will come help you eat the cake. I will bring the ice cream. Just tell me what kind you want. We want to celebrate those things. But we also want to celebrate the small stuff, because not every day is this life-altering, epic victory of massive proportions. Celebrate the small stuff. The day that you kept the babies alive, the tiny humans alive. We all had cereal for supper, and they may or may not still be wearing their same clothes from yesterday, but for the most part, they're clean, dry, healthy. That's a win. Celebrate it. It's like those small victories are that first blossom on a tree or that inaugural golden poppy bloom on the rocky soil. Remember, some of the best parts of winter are the not doing the big things. The January is where we get to snuggle on the couch and binge watch something on Netflix or snuggle with our kids or talk to a friend. As far as gratitude, this is huge for me, and I've written several blogs about it over on armywifenetwork.com. And this might be easier said than done, but for me, it is a game changer. 11 years ago, one of my mentors gave me a book by Ann Voskamp called 1,000 Gifts. And her challenge was, it was a very deep, profound book, but her challenge was also to have people write a list of 1,000 things that they're grateful for. And I started this in 2011, and I have kept it up pretty consistently over the years. So this will mark, year 9 already, which is crazy. But I still write in it every day. Just the little stuff. Again, tiny things. Earbuds that stay charged, let's say. That's not going on my list today. But another time it will. That'll be good. Microphones at work. That'll go on there too eventually. This morning I added that's hard to say this number. Again, not so good with the numbers. I added number 23,226 item to my list. I have several journals now full of things like fuzzy socks and dangly earrings and shiny headbands and leftover birthday cake and friends that clean your kitchen and doing Facebook Lives when it finally works online, right? And so it is an encouraging perspective. It is hard, if not impossible, for me to stay bogged down in all things wintry when I flip through that book. That is something very empowering, and I would encourage you to think about that. So to recap, when you are reaching for your spring in your season of winter, Break it down into manageable chunks. Engage those math skills. Reach out for encouragement and support. Try setting a goal that maybe you've never done, or take up a new hobby, and celebrate those big and small victories as you cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Don't forget, if you're in a winter-esque season financially and hypothetically waiting on that tax return, and you would like some support as you reach for your financial springtime, go ahead and get connected with today's Middle Spouse Empowerment Moment sponsor, First Command Financial Services. With 4 out of 5 financial consultants directly related to veteran and military life, they're uniquely qualified to help you pursue your own financial security to maybe save for that not so rainy day in a future season. They get where you're coming from, no matter what season you're currently in. Check them out at www.firstcommand.com to learn more or find a financial coach near you. It's very likely they're right around the corner. Today, we just want to encourage you to keep reaching for spring, even when it seems like winter is going to last forever, because it's not going to be forever. It might feel like it, but middle spouse, my friend, you can do this. If you need some encouragement in this season, connect with us across any of our social media platforms at armywifenetwork.com. Check out our website. We have literally, I think we're almost at like 2,500 blogs on our website. A lot of them are really encouraging to remind you that you're not alone in this winter season. You can do this. And also, if you want to contact us directly, send us an email, info@armywifenetwork.com. I respond to each and every email personally. So if you say, I'm stationed at Fort Bragg and the sun is shining, but I miss my husband because he rapidly deployed in January and I just want him to come home, and I'm just tired, man. I'm tired, sister. Email me. I would love to encourage you, to pray for you in that, because you're not alone in this winter season. Let Army Wife Network come and metaphorically shovel your sidewalk and get that snow out of the way for you. You can also check us out each week here. Hopefully next week we'll be back on schedule with our regular Middle Spouse Empowerment Moments, 10 a.m. Mountain Time, 12 p.m. Eastern, right here on Facebook. These will also be posted later on YouTube, as well as turned into an audio podcast. So remember, if you're in a figurative season of winter, regardless of your duty station, please know that we here at AWN are cheering for you. Hang in there. Springtime is coming. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Network is your source for military life empowerment. This is your AWN Command Team, signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.